Why do some of the smartest people struggle to complete even the simplest tasks? The answer isn't about intelligence or work ethic, it's about psychology. Those famous Stanford marshmallow experiments from 1972 revealed something profound. Children who could resist eating one marshmallow to get two later became optimistic adults with clear goals, while those who couldn't developed patterns of impulsiveness and indecision. But here's the twist. This ability isn't hardwired. When the experiment was repeated with children of different ages, the 7-year-old easily waited 15 minutes, while the 3-year-old lasted less than one. We can learn delayed gratification at any age. The real issue runs deeper than willpower. Freud's concepts help explain it. Our id screams for immediate pleasure, our ego restrains these impulses with reality checks, and our superego brings moral concerns and future thinking. Children who can't delay gratification often reveal early signs of low self-esteem. Without feeling secure in love and acceptance, their needs remain immediate and survival-focused. Most productivity books completely miss this foundation, jumping straight to systems and techniques while ignoring the psychological wounds driving our chaos. Modern life offers countless diagnoses to explain disorganization. ADD gets blamed frequently, characterized by distractibility and impulsiveness. But psychotherapist Tom Hartman suggests these traits would have been survival assets for hunter-gatherers. The real issue isn't motivation. It's that people with ADD are differently motivated. Consider the English youth labeled unmotivated who showed tremendous drive for skateboarding and fast cars. The problem was resistance to imposed structure, not organizational inability. Then there's the parade of other potential culprits: Asperger's, chronic fatigue, OCD. Eventually, it feels like there's a bespoke disorder for anyone's deficiencies. Personality typing systems like Myers-Briggs provide another escape route, though 36 to 76% of people fall into different categories when retested. But underneath most productivity struggles lies something simpler and more devastating: low self-esteem. That internal critic systematically undermines our worth and kills motivation so subtly we don't even notice. Procrastination affects 1 in 4 adults, yet it rarely stems from laziness. Its emotional roots involve fears and doubts born from low self-esteem. Procrastinators operate by unspoken, all-or-nothing thinking. I must be perfect. It's safer to do nothing than risk failure. If I show my real self, I'll be disliked. These deeply embedded beliefs create self-fulfilling prophecies of defeat. Clutter represents another manifestation of this inner turmoil. We cling to possessions, activities, or relationships because we feel undeserving of better or convince ourselves they're irreplaceable. The psychology behind cluttering includes feeling unloved, feeling less than, and feeling overwhelmed by others' demands. Breaking free requires taking radical responsibility. Everything that happens from this point forward is up to us. Our poor self-beliefs translate into disabling inaction, but accepting responsibility makes change possible. The solution isn't waiting for insecurities to disappear. They're permanent passengers. Instead, we develop faith in our plans rather than ourselves, shifting focus from our flawed selves to unemotional projects involving objectives and tasks. Motivation drives behavior, but negative self-beliefs kill it instantly. The solution? Generate plans for your future and invest belief in those plans, not yourself. Effective goal setting requires 7 essentials. Goals must excite you based on what truly drives you, reflect your core values, include specific details rather than vague aspirations, visualize them with rich detail at least 10 years out, develop concrete milestones working backward from that vision, write everything down as maps giving direction, and reward yourself for milestone achievements. But goals alone aren't enough. We need flow, that mental state where we're fully engaged, stretched yet confident, concentrating deeply while moving nimbly between tasks. Psychologist Daniel Goleman calls it a neural paradox, performing demanding tasks while expending minimal mental energy. When bored, the brain becomes an exhausting frenzy of poorly focused activity. During flow, it appears efficient and precise. To encourage flow, open your mind to it, focus on your talents, stay motivated by loving what you do, set challenging goals, reduce leisure time. Studies found apathy peaks during leisure. Kill destructive behaviors, focus on one task, create urgency, and record your progress daily. Napoleon Hill's research with 500 successful Americans revealed four essential elements: desire, faith, plans, and persistence. His core insight, anything the mind can believe it can achieve, starts with desire as the foundation. Without it, plans lack faith and momentum stalls. Progress requires discovering your thing, the singular pursuit that generates both flow and stoicism. Hill's example: Edwin C. Barnes arrived at Edison's workshop as a hobo, but became his business partner through focused desire and years of menial work. Viktor Frankl survived Auschwitz by choosing his attitude, the last of the human freedoms, visualizing himself lecturing on the human condition, which gave him the will to endure. The lesson is clear. Belief in your goal is non-negotiable. Without it, failure is inevitable. The path to faith begins with finding your nugget, the one thing you excel at regardless of your perceived limitations. Plans are easy. Execution is hard, though strong planning makes execution easier. Start with methodical planning rather than frantic activity that depletes willpower. Even a distracted 10-minute session creates progress you can build upon. The Pomodoro technique uses 25-minute work sessions, but 10-minute planning sessions work well. This rhythm, 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off, is crucial for productivity. Disorganized people simply miss the upbeat. Even 10 on and 20 off yields nearly 3 hours of intense work daily. Plans feel like mental prisons, yet we need them. Tailor plans to your style while accepting key truths. Nothing is set in stone. Plans are servants, not masters. Avoid hard deadlines. Perfection doesn't exist. Getting beyond warm desires requires David Allen's natural planning. Define purpose and principles, visualize outcomes richly, brainstorm all elements, organize priorities, and determine next actions. These next actions constitute 90% of planning, a linear sequence of doable steps transforming overwhelming visions into manageable tasks. Life is inherently chaotic. Plans rarely survive execution intact. As Eisenhower noted, plans are nothing, planning is everything. Good plans provide confidence to act and flexibility to adapt. Inaction isn't neutral, it rapidly becomes negative. Either we take charge of our progress, or we become pawns in someone else's plans. The 7 habits of highly ineffective people include procrastination as habitual resistance, avoiding direction so life just happens, blaming others for circumstances, obsessing about others' impact, having a fixed mindset, ignoring progress, and being derailed by every setback. Breaking these patterns requires understanding that productivity isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Start by loving your workstation, investing in the right equipment, gathering everything into one place, creating simple filing systems, and taking that first imperfect action. The journey from chaos to productivity begins not when conditions are perfect, but when you act now, however imperfectly. Each step forward builds momentum toward the life you truly desire. Your disorganization isn't a character flaw, it's a learned pattern that can be unlearned one small action at a time.